Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
But we got a little snow squall where squalls persist around Northeast Ohio. About to come in, Dan, the weatherman. Dan Menigan is what we should call him sometimes. He's Jeff Phelps. I'm Andy Baskin. This is Baskin and Phelps. But I thought it was interesting as we were sitting back in the newsroom getting ready to do the show today with all kinds of great stuff that someone had mentioned what the weather was going to be like. And Dan was all over that. Jeff, it was amazing.
It's what I heard.
Between weather and traffic, you are like your own AM radio station.
Dan does do a great job on weather for us.
Thank you for being you, Dan.
I mean, that's what I'm here for. Somebody's got to be up in a helicopter.
It's beautiful.
Well done. Well done. Do we have some kind of giant squall coming through, or is that what that is?
Yeah, we're supposed to be a hit for like an hour, like basically in downtown Cleveland, a little bit to the east side as well, a little bit on the west side on top of that, but we're going to get hit for about an hour with heavy snow, and then it's going to go away.
So it's going to be to the... It's going to be to the right of the double sevens. Is that what you're saying?
Visibility is going to be a little on the hairy end. So.
Oh, look at that. God, he's good, Jeff. We are so blessed and lucky. Meredith Kane is also here today. Jeff, who do we have coming up on the show? Because I just feel like we are going to have a cavalcade of guests.
Well, this is fun. Ever hear of a guy named Tim Tebow?
I believe so, yes.
Tim Tebow, Heisman Trophy winner.
Yep.
Minor league baseball player.
Yep.
Denver Bronco quarterback.
Yep.
He of the incredible hype machine, just like Shedeur Sanders.
True that.
1 o'clock, Tim Tebow. Tim Tebow.
Very nice.
Noon. Man who says Kevin Stefanski is a good coach and a good play caller. Coordinator of the greatest show on turf, Mike Martz.
Wow, ladies and man. You are on a roll, Jeff.
At noon. Keep Mary Kay Cabot at 11, Daryl Wright at 11:40.
Not to belittle them. I mean,
Mary
not with
Kay
the,
you, Cabot.
There you go.
11.
Got to give a little
Daryl,
more hype.
Dangerous D.
All right,
writer.
We now know Shedeur.
12:40. 20. 11:40. He's joining us. Stay tuned.
Man, you know how you were trying to talk to someone at a bar, like when you were in college? Dan, maybe you can work with me on this for a second.
So yesterday?
Yeah, that's true. So you maybe meet somebody attractive on the other side, and you start talking to them, and then you've got that friend that keeps walking up going, hey, what are you guys doing? You know what I'm talking about? We're off to that kind of a start today.
Jeff, you asked me to say who was in the show, so
I know,
I did.
But I didn't expect
you
this
ask, I
9 hour staccato. Mary, Kay,
well, you
Cabot.
You said, well, not to belittle them, so I thought, all right, well, he's asking me to do a little bit more for Mary Kay Cabot and Daryl Ryder.
Well, either that or
so
we do
I did.
The, either that or we do the Budweiser frogs. Mary.
Say Kay.
Kay.
Cabot.
Oh, all right, I forgot the Budweiser. I'm sorry.
You forgot the Budweiser frogs?
Yeah, so it would be like... all right, let's just get off.
So much knowledge in your head.
Just Jeff, go.
Yesterday, so I'm listening to the press conference yesterday, and we all did, right?
Well, I hope so, because you were sitting here looking at me.
Hey, what are you guys doing? So.
You guys playing cards?
Well, do you guys know each other? Hey.
Someone's getting punched today.
I had that chemistry class, too.
Right in the right shoulder.
It can't be any more painful than this conversation. So, you know, he's talking yesterday. Kevin's talking yesterday. Every week he's like, oh, Shedeur Sanders going to be the starting quarterback next week. Are you willing to commit to? And then finally he says yes. But something just didn't feel right. Now, I don't know if it was because it was on Zoom or it was something felt a little awkward about the way Kevin answered the question. So you tell me.
The question was asked, right?
Yeah, the question was asked, yes.
Kevin, is he going to start the rest of the year?
No, that's not who asked. They're close. All right, let's play it so you don't have to butcher it.
Shedeur Sanders, your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
He did a lip smack. He did a lip smack there.
Are you kidding me? You're going to try and interpret hesitation because he went, yes.
It's not so much that it was yesterday.
Can't play that again.
Please.
Shedeur Sanders, your starter now for the rest of the season?
Yes.
Are you kidding me, Andy?
Maybe it was his microphone.
Are you really going to do that?
Here's what
I'm
doing.
That's silly, dude.
Jeff, can I make my point before you tell me what's silly and what's not?
Well, you just said hesitation.
The past few weeks, he kind of leaned into the question for a second and said, I'm not ready to say that yet. Or, you know, we're worried about this game. And so yesterday, you know, he came out. Didn't he say it after the game, too? I thought he said it after the game, too. Am I right? You listened to that. I didn't hear that. He didn't say it after the game. Was he asked directly after the game?
I don't think he was. Was he, Dana? I don't recall.
I don't
It would have made headlines everywhere. So
That's a good point. So he was asked yesterday, and he said, yes, he is my starter for the rest of the season. But I felt like there has just been great hesitation for him to be able to kind of lean into that all season long.
Well, he never said Dylan was the starter for the rest of the year, did he?
He never
said Dylan's
said
the starting quarterback. But
week to week is how it was. I think we can assume that Joe Flacco would have been the starter for the entire season had they hung on to him and he was healthy. Can we assume that Joe Flacco is the starter moving forward? And he would have said yes. He would have said yes. Do you think in week one he would have said, if they would have said, is Joe Flacco your number one guy for this year? He would have said yes. Without hesitation.
Probably.
Okay. So yesterday, I just wondered, as we were listening to the press conference and that question came about, I wonder if there was hesitation in his voice. I wonder how difficult it was for him to finally say, you know what, we're going to make a commitment here, and we're going to commit until the first week of the new year to one quarterback. And I say this with a caveat, as long as they're healthy. Do you think it was difficult for Kevin to say this yesterday? I'm not saying knowing that he was going to say it. I don't know that there was hesitation yesterday when he actually said it.
Dude threw for 364 yards, 3 touchdowns, scored another one, and there are only 4 games left. No, it wasn't difficult for him to say it.
You know, I would have thought it wouldn't have been difficult for him to leave him in for the 2-point conversion, but
he
didn't.
That's a play call
that he is ultimately responsible for.
Well, so it doesn't mean he hates Shedeur.
I didn't say, who said hate?
Dan,
can you rewind the first segment? And if you ever heard the word hate in this segment? Because I don't remember that word. I'm just saying, I'm wondering how difficult it was for him to kind of say that and just like, okay.
Not in the least.
I am 100% behind this right now, and Sanders is our starting quarterback, and we're moving forward. This is good.
Not in the least.
So he's all in.
Dude threw for 364 and 3 touchdowns.
I'm not asking for stats. I'm asking.
He wasn't phenomenal. He was pretty dang good. Let's see him do it again.
I thought I saw it was like second best. There was some kind of rookie record. He did some kind of rookie. I got to find it.
He was the second rookie along with Joe Burrow.
Yes.
To throw for 360 yards. Throw 3 touchdowns and have a running touchdown in a game.
Yeah, okay. Look at you. You are just a wealth of knowledge. That's why I love working with you.
That's why we're here.
Is that true, though?
I don't know.
Sometimes I think you're here to stir things up, to get my blood rushing.
It doesn't take much.
To aggravate
me. Hey, look,
me.
There's somebody walking down the hall.
You guys playing cards? But hey, do you guys know each other?
That look on Flounder's face when he says that is just priceless. And where do you go to school?
The bigger picture on the whole story, though, Jeff, is you kind of wonder, because I said this yesterday and you didn't really give me a reaction. I kind of felt like the whole season just, yeah. I know you'll go back and say when they decided to draft 2 quarterbacks and trade the pick, that was a key moment in the season before we even got to anything. Right? Is that the biggest moment of the year then? When they decided they would put themselves in a position?
Yeah, but let me throw this one at you.
I'll give you the second biggest
moment. I was convinced. Dan was convinced. I don't know if you were. Mary Kay was convinced. All right, well, you're drafting a quarterback next year. I'm not sure that's going to happen.
You've now changed your mind on this?
I just said I'm not sure that's going to happen.
Wow, even just to take you off the island for a second, well, there was pretty exciting.
Let me just put it this way. If Shadur goes out and plays reasonably well in two of the next four games, I'm not even going to say all four, reasonably well in two of the last four, and a bunch of these quarterbacks go back to school, why would you draft a quarterback high?
Because you need one.
Do you?
I don't know. That's why you're asking me you would do it. I'm telling you the thought process would be, in your mind, you would say, we need one. Or
I would say
I'm
this.
A new general manager and I want to make my mark.
I would say this. All right. Shadur can hold down the fort while getting another year to prove to us, himself, although I'm sure he's convinced, and everybody else that he can actually be a starting quarterback in the NFL. And if he lays a big egg next year, well, there's Deshaun Watson sitting there. He's in the last year of a contract. There's somebody else sitting there, whether it be Bailey Zappe or Dylan Gabriel or some other veteran they bring in. And we'll deal with it the following year because we have a brand new starting left tackle who's a stud. We've moved DeWand over to the right side.
Well, we won't know if they're a stud or not, unless you bring in a free agent.
They're going to draft that kid from Utah. Don't worry about it. And then they're going to get
we'll see how that plays out.
Then they're going to get a wide receiver. Unless he's Tony Mandarich, you're going to be okay.
You never know, do you?
No, you don't.
It's unproven.
That
just like
correct.
Both quarterbacks were coming
Could
into this
Jamarcus
year.
Russell. Did he prove draft a quarterback?
Did he prove to be better than the number one overall?
No, not
on
at all.
On Sunday?
Not at all.
His numbers would say he did.
Numbers don't mean squat.
You just used numbers against me in my argument.
Not against you.
Yeah, look what he did. Look, he did this. Number two all time. Bah, bah, bah. You just used numbers against me in this conversation.
Gee, Dano, I don't remember that.
You want to replay it?
It's this.
You know what? I need a red flag for this show.
We'll start doing challenge flags?
Yes. Jeff,
let me
throw in the challenge flag out.
Whose team won?
Does that matter?
Yeah.
Well, as long as I know,
it sure as you know what
Shadur
matters.
Didn't play defense, did he?
Well,
did I miss that?
Wish he had.
Shadur wasn't on special teams. I didn't see Shadur have a punt blocked.
Maybe he should have been.
It would have been nice if he was on special teams. Maybe the 2-point conversion team, even as a decoy.
Andy, I'm very willing to entertain the thought that you just roll this quarterback crew back next year and kick it down the road, especially if some of these young guys don't come out. And here's the other thing.
What if they do, Jeff? I mean, did you see anything on Saturday night that made you think Mendoza's like, oh, we got to have him for the first overall
pick? Then you have to give it serious thought, because I don't think this. I can't imagine using a top five pick on a quarterback and having Shadur on the team. What if Shadur goes out and lights it up next year?
For us or for another team?
For the Browns.
Then you're good to go.
And you've spent the number five pick on the quarterback.
Here's the other one. What if we have the number one pick? Because how many teams have two losses? Like four?
Browns are sitting fourth right now.
Yeah. Let's just say they end up with the number one pick and they're like, you know what? Let's trade it. Let's pick up another first. We get another one. We got two this year. Maybe we'll pick up a third this year.
That's fine.
Maybe we pick up another one for the next year.
And Sanders is
our quarterback.
That goes back to not drafting a quarterback next year.
Yeah, I agree with you on that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That is the best case scenario.
Quite possibly. Deshaun's not going anywhere.
But we do know Deshaun. I mean, the other thing that he had said yesterday was, by saying that Shadur is a starter for the rest of the season, means that even if Watson gets healthy, he doesn't jump to the front of the line.
That is correct. Also gives you a reason to make sure you don't play him.
Let's see what the NFLPA has to say about that.
The limbs on this tree.
All right, are we at that point now where you are comfortable saying, I don't think they should draft a quarterback next year with their first pick? Are we there? What's it going to take to get there? And by the way, a former Brown made a statement you're going to want to hear about this subject on the morning show. We're going to play that coming up in just a bit. So stick around. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan, 216-474-0092.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life, all told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house, something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Jeff, are you leaning now more towards don't draft a quarterback and go with what you got, or are you leaning more towards draft a quarterback?
Neither. I need to see what's going on.
If you had to make the decision today,
I would be making the decision based on speculation, and I'm not going to do that. I want to. You wanted me to go. Yes, I'm not drafting your quarterback.
I want an answer. Is what I want. I want the truth, Andy, and I can handle the truth.
Andy, Jeff. You can't give an answer right now. Shadur has a real small sample size. He's looked really intriguing, and you don't know who's going to be sitting there when the Browns
draft. I can give
you
an answer.
Go ahead.
Don't draft a quarterback as of today.
All right, fine.
As of today. And yeah. I don't have a problem saying today, I think the Browns don't need to draft a quarterback with one of those first
Why?
Two picks. Because I think Shedeur Sanders has the upside if you put him, if things work out with Kevin Stefanski and they have, look, even if you think they don't like each other, there's no way you can't tell me they don't look like they're getting better together each and every week. And whether it's, you know, Kevin or anybody else on the offensive staff, Shedeur went from zero to wherever you think he is right now, and it's all upward. It's all, I mean, the guy threw for his 360. You know, I mean, he had four touchdowns in the game on Sunday.
Did a nice job.
Yeah, I mean, does he look like a rookie at times? Yes, he does.
Nothing wrong with that. He's
but
a rookie.
I kind of feel like there's some hope. And the hope is that maybe we don't have to draft a quarterback next year. So if you had to answer the question
what
today,
a concept.
For me, I'm kind of sticking with Sanders. I know it goes against the odds, right, Jeff? Fifth-round quarterback, starting quarterback? What are you talking about?
It doesn't mean that it can't happen. It's unlikely, but doesn't mean it can't happen. He's played well. He's done a nice job. As Kevin said, he's progressed every game, and that's what you're looking for. Can he progress to the point where he's your starting quarterback? I want to see more. But between Shedeur and Deshaun, I think you can have the position covered if there's not someone sitting there on the draft board who knocks your socks off. I think that's quite possible.
All right, let's go to the phones because I know you want to talk about this. I know you like to hop in on our conversations.
Everybody does.
216-474-0092. Andy's in Jefferson. Andy!
Yes, just want to touch base on what I feel is needed for the GM position and the head coaching position here with the Browns.
So are you assuming that they are letting the two go at the end of the season by the nature of the tone of your the beginning of your conversation?
I think it's long overdue. Yeah, in my opinion, they should.
Okay. Now, what do you want to do with it?
All right. So we're already the laughing stock of the NFL, to everybody's opinion.
I don't know. The Jets are right there.
What about bringing primetime in as a GM? Yeah, this is funny, but think about it. We're going to get an offensive lineman in the first round. We're going to get a top-tier receiver in the first round and could set up the Browns' future for the next 5 to 7 years. He's going to want to protect his son. He's going to want to get his son weapons.
I'll pass.
I don't know. This CYO league thing's kind of working out then. That's where we're going with it. What are you doing with so you're bringing him in as a GM? What are you doing with our head coach? Do you want Deion to be both?
No, I think there's upside in Tommy Rees, and I feel that the play calling has gotten better over the last few weeks, and progress in Shador is only upwards in the high ceiling that he carries.
What if he said his relationship with Pat Shurmur was so strong, even though it isn't, but at Colorado, that he wants to bring Pat Shurmur back with him? You good with that, Thad?
Yeah, I am. Changes have to be made. In the end, I do feel the current organization and a new GM is going to get a quarterback in the first round, and I don't see very much upside in any of the first-round quarterbacks currently. Dante Moore, you want to go Mendoza. These are all backup quarterbacks. It's been a very long time in the first round that we've had huge upside on that first-round quarterback.
All right, Andy, thank you. Appreciate it. Andy, checking in from Jefferson. Deion Sanders, next general manager.
I'll pass.
Why, though? Why would you pass on it?
I think there are other people I'd rather hire if you're going to change GM.
It's not CYO, kids. It's not. Cool Ray, Bedford.
Hey, what's up, fellas? How you guys doing?
What's up with you, Cool Ray?
I think if the Browns are truly set on getting a quarterback, I don't really.
Cool Ray, hang on a second. Are you at the casino?
No, I'm
not. Oh, okay. It sounds like you're
baking.
Oh, you're baking. Okay.
No, I think if the Browns are truly set on using one of their picks to get a quarterback.
You think they're totally locked in right now? There's no way they're deviating from that?
If they are, because, you know, them naming Shador after it's just after we just completely eliminated from the playoffs. Okay, great. Okay. So my thing is this. Imagine Shador throwing for 1,200 yards, 10 touchdowns, 4 interceptions, and completing 65 to 67% of his passes, right?
Yeah, that's like you're up 17%, but go ahead.
So you're going to – naysayers are going to say that's not good enough for a person doing that, right? So it doesn't really matter. So it doesn't really matter if you keep him. Then you have to get rid of Stefanski, because if you want to go with the notion of way he was perceived to be treated by Stefanski and his organization, you can't keep him. And if you keep Stefanski,
but wait, Corey, why are we worrying about the perception? Like, here's what I said this last segment. No matter what you think, whatever that perception is, and I agree with what you're saying that is the perception. But what if these guys are working together? Does Shador not look better every week that we see him? Am I on an island? Does Shador not look better every time he steps on the field? Yes, yes or no?
Yes. So yes.
And can we give Kevin some credit for it? Because we heard that he's been working with him all the time.
Okay. Since minicamp.
So I'm gonna have to say this, and I don't want anyone to bring race into it. Shador gonna have to come out for a certain community to forgive him, to be like, listen, this is what's really been going on. Like, other than that.
Well, I'll be honest with you. I know you're talking about it that way, but if Shador comes out and says, "Hey, I like where we're going with this thing, and it works," then you're right. Like that underlying narrative goes away, right? All Shador has to say is that we're going in the right direction together.
Cool,
right?
You can't coach overnight. In the NFL
overnight
and be a racist.
Yes, you can, because we've seen it.
All right.
We've seen it. We've heard it. Like we know that happens. That's a myth. But yeah. Overnight,
did you have issues with the way Kevin coached any other black quarterbacks that were here?
No, we're not saying that. We're saying that perceived. Now, we're not saying he's a racist. We're saying there's something there. We don't know what it is, but it's something.
You're saying
there.
It. Cool, Ray.
But
you
I'm
are.
Saying, what I'm saying is, like, whatever this issue is,
maybe he doesn't like him as a quarterback. Maybe he loves him as a quarterback. He just named him the starting quarterback of the team.
Corey, I get you.
There apparently can't be any issues now.
Corey, I hear what you're saying. I do agree with you 100% that if Sanders came out today, or when's he talk next, tomorrow? If Sanders came out tomorrow and said, yes, I'm really excited that I'm starting quarterback, and Kevin and I, really, we have a relationship that is moving forward and things are going in the right direction, and I really feel comfortable here. I think that changes things. I totally agree with you, Corey.
Overnight,
I agree
Stefanski
with you. Yeah.
Overnight, Stefanski will be loved. Overnight, Stefanski will. You will have all your.
I don't know if he'll be loved.
About,
he still took him off the field.
Well,
it's driving me crazy. But,
overnight, yeah. You will have people talking about, well, keep him now because, you know, Shador, he's moving in the right direction. And I guarantee you that will be the narrative.
Fair enough. Corey, thank you. Appreciate it. I mean, I respect what Corey's saying there. Let's be honest. I mean, there is that tone. And I don't know that it's fair at all. I don't think it's. I mean, Kevin's job is to work with anybody he's got and to try to win games. But I can understand. I mean, especially, you know, I think the problem is the where we're living right now, that we're living in this world where when you have 3 million followers in social media, that, you know, you can do no wrong sometimes, and you perceive what you want to perceive on the other side. Kevin's job is to win. And I really believe things went sideways, and I don't think it's more when they let Flacco go. Because I don't think Kevin was on board with that. And I could be wrong. I could be wrong about that too. But I think Kevin felt like they had a chance this year with this defense and Joe Flacco to be successful. I'm not saying they were winning the Super Bowl. I'm not even saying they're making the playoffs. But I think that things went sideways. And I think the thing that bothers me the most is we have a general manager that didn't step out and even have a press conference over the fact that he traded the starting quarterback to a team in the AFC North. It just, all it does is when you don't talk, it leads people to speculation and they make up their own answers. All he had to do was step out in front of a microphone and said, this is where we're going and this is why we did it. And it would have changed the entire perception. And he left Kevin out there for the entire season to answer questions for the entire organization where he shouldn't have. And that's where I feel like everything's split this year.
He ended up trading a quarterback who didn't actually win for the other team in the Central, by the way. Or the North, excuse me.
Well, it doesn't matter if he won or not. It was a trade.
I know, but exactly. But everybody said helping the opposition. I think Joe would have been fine here, but it wasn't working here either.
Interesting. All right, John Greco, I want to get to that here in a couple minutes. Mary Kay Cabot's going to join us. Top of the hour, Daryl Ryder, Mike Martz, Tim Tebow. What a show. What a show. Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan. Be careful on the road. Staff meteorologist Dan Menigan is saying be careful on the roads. He doesn't have a seal. Well, he might actually own a seal, but he doesn't have a meteorological seal. Right? Do you have a seal?
I mean, a pet seal?
Yeah,
I was going to say, like, I have one that's in the bathtub right now.
That'd be cool.
Or maybe just even a seal album, CD, something like that. Download.
Looking for a kiss for a rose? Is that what you're looking for?
Yeah, something like that.
I mean, I am in a tower looking upon traffic. That's how we work.
That's how he does it. So anyway, he's telling us be careful out there on the roads. What do you see, Jeff? Give us out of our 24-hour window downtown.
It is snowing.
It is snowing downtown. There you go. Up to the minute news and information right here. 92.3 The Fan. All right, so again, the bigger part of this conversation we've been having about Shedeur Sanders here this morning is, one, Kevin Stefanski has said he's your starter for the rest of the season. Get it? Fact. Okay? Next question, do they need to draft a quarterback now with one of their two first picks or first-round picks in next year's draft? Or do they need to combine them or move up or do something with this draft to move up and go grab another quarterback? And so that's kind of where we've been sitting. John Greco was on the morning show. And the boys were taken aback by this comment.
How well does Shedeur have to play the rest of the way to make the Browns think twice about taking a quarterback towards the top of the draft?
Well, I think they should think twice.
Already?
I think they should.
Whoa! Wow.
Not just because of Shedeur, but you have allocated draft capital to two quarterbacks in this year's draft. You still have Deshaun Watson, who's obviously we know about the cap hit. There's so many other needs on that side of the ball, and Shador's been explosive. So let's build on that. Let's get some confidence around him and show, like, hey, let's put the right people in place to give you a fair assessment and a fair shake.
And there you have it from John Greco, who was discovered on the show, by the way. Like many of our guests that have scattered throughout the rest of the programming throughout the day.
Everybody else.
That's how we work. But that's a former player, former offensive lineman for your Cleveland Browns saying, whoa, you know, hit the brakes here. We may not need to draft a quarterback. What do you think?
I think it's a possibility. I really do. I think Shedeur has improved. And if you can... If it were Shedeur alone, Andy, I would say you probably need to go get a quarterback. If it's Shedeur and Deshaun Watson sitting here, then I think you're okay.
Let's go to Chagrin. Let's travel over to Chagrin, where it's beautiful this time of year. Elsie. Hi, Elsie.
I don't know about beautiful, man. It's about 7 degrees below anything you could accept. But beyond
bro,
that,
you live in Chagrin Falls. The whole world thinks that place. They make movies about that little community. They are the essence of the Western Reserve. Go ahead, my friend.
I guess so. Hey, listen, I'm a casual fan in that I watch all the games, but I'm not in as deep as you guys. But there's a couple things I've noticed over the last couple of years. Number one, I think our buddy, our coach, owes us as a fan base because we wasted 2 or 3 years, whatever, with him calling plays. And so you've got that problem, and I think he owes us back for, you know, some legitimate coaching. And I you got to give the guy a chance to develop his coaching skills. But more importantly, what quarterback could live with this front line? This front line is useless.
We're going on to our ninth different starting lineup for the offensive line going into this week's game. Ninth.
That's a small portion compared to how many quarterbacks and coaches we've had.
We've had 9 quarterbacks in a year. We've come close.
So, Shedeur's doing a good job. We got a backup for him if we really need him. But the front line is they're not doing anything to help anybody get any points on the board. You can't expect Shedeur to do well when he's running around getting chased down the block by everybody on the defense.
Or Dylan Gabriel or Joe Flacco.
Or anybody.
That's right.
So I say forget the coach and the quarterback because they're actually doing all right. The question is how do you keep them from having to run away from their defense all the time?
The odd thing, LC, is that if you if you read some of the stuff about the way that the guards have played this year, Joel Bitonio is considered Pro Bowl caliber, and they could end up going back to the Pro Bowl, and Wyatt Teller was in the upper half of guard play in the NFL.
That's two guys. How many guys are on your
offense? And Ethan Posick is considered a good center. I get it. They've had huge problems at tackle. I get it. And it needs to be improved. There's no question about that. But it's weird to me that the individuals involved have been, some of them have been praised for their play this year.
Well, that's good. I congratulate them on that. Let's just get more of those guys, and let's not focus on the coach and the quarterback all the time.
All right, Elsie. Thank you. Appreciate your phone call. Have a fantastic day. Enjoy the holiday season. Let's move along.
What was that?
I don't know. I just felt like saying that.
Enjoy the day, and thank you for the phone call. Enjoy the holiday season.
And thanks for...
I'm Baskin and Phelps. Let's move on to the next caller. Welcome to the show.
And you're please stay on the contestant. Ride. Well, I mean, aren't the Browns just like Cedar Point? Please stay on the ride till the ride comes to a complete stop and
the
have a great day here.
The ride is never going to come to a stop, Andy.
On the North Coast, which will no longer be the North Coast here coming up. It'll be in Brook Park. Zach's in Cleveland. Hi, Zach. Please stay on the ride until the ride comes to a complete stop. How are you?
On America's rock and roller coast.
There you go. I love it.
Okay.
Guys, this whole sabotage thing, this whole... Stefanski's got it out for Shador or anybody else. I mean, Jeff just said it. It didn't matter who was back there. Our offensive line and offense just wasn't performing this year. Whatever's come about now, maybe it's Reese calling plays. Who knows? But maybe this was their plan all along, was to wait to show Shador until they knew the season was over. And we're going to have a decent draft again next year. And maybe this is the answer. I mean, can't be any worse than what we've been doing the last 5 years, right?
Good point. It's got to turn here at some point, right? What's sad is how close we were and how this whole thing got blown up. And now we're back to this point where our lives revolve around the draft. And we look at a defense, which I'm still just befuddled over what happened on
Sunday.
How
did they give up 31 points to the Tennessee Titans?
How did they give up 31 points to the Tennessee? Can you somebody help me with this? I bad field position every once in a while. I give it to you.
Cost my son a fantasy football game.
What?
Nobody cares.
Wow.
You know why?
Is he okay?
You know why? Because I told him, don't start Tony Pollard. Browns are going to shut down Tennessee.
Wow.
I duped him over.
Do you feel
my
like
own kid.
Taking a bad parenting class or something like that?
I must have.
I think we all should.
I screwed that up big time, didn't I?
I blame my dad all the time for being a Browns fan. Let's go to... Do we need to go back into the Wayback Machine and talk about all of our problems? Or are we just doing this over fantasy football? Jeff, it's going to be okay. I just want you to know that.
Great, Andy. Move along.
No, I can't. I'm stuck in the music. This is soap opera music, Jeff. Two Faces East. Are you with me on this?
Sure, Andy.
Do you even know what I'm talking about?
Not in the least.
In a soap opera, when both people are looking in the same direction and talking to each other, which doesn't happen in real life, it's just a television thing. It's called Two Faces East.
That's great.
I'm glad you learned something today. I expect to hear that at the end of the show.
Damn, Dwayne. That sounds like a romance novel.
It does. Dwayne in Dallas.
Where's Fabio?
Hi, Dwayne.
Hey, I'm Hello, Dwayne. Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's up with you?
I'm staring at that last caller. I'm good, bro. It's a soap opera with some of these calls, man. Like that guy said, hey, we've been dealing with this the last 5 years. No, duh. But the reason I'm calling in, man, I wanted to talk about maybe a suggestion for head coach, but I wanted to follow me. Just follow me. I need my own segment. Y'all got a great lineup coming up. Dwayne needs his own segment. But, no, so Coach Prime coaching at Colorado, would you say he's a game changer?
He is 100% from I got to tell you, from a business standpoint, he is the game changer in college football.
No. Coaching-wise. Coaching, just excellent. No, he's not.
He struggled this year without his son and without Travis Hunter.
He's middle of the road.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think he's a middle of the road college football coach
with
right
a chance
now.
To become really good.
Yeah, he's still young at being a coach in college, so.
He's okay.
Yeah, he's okay.
Stefanski, is he a game changer with the Browns right now?
I would have said early on, right? Today, it doesn't feel that way. When it was first year, first getting going, it felt that way. Felt like he was a game changer.
Okay, he's okay.
Yeah.
So my thing is, Shador played with no O-line, right? Yeah. Most sack quarterback. He still was accurate. He still did really good at Colorado. Look at them now. He's more prepared to deal with the Browns' current situation. Now, when we talk about drafting a quarterback, Mendoza, he was a Cal. He did none of these things until he got with Cignetti, right? So okay. I just want to caution you guys in saying let's trade all these picks to move up to get him, and then you get a quarterback that only did this for a year and a half, basically, at a high level with an awesome head coach, with a game changing head coach. The guy that I think that I haven't heard anybody in Cleveland media talking about looking at is Clint Kubiak with Seattle. Young coach. He has a pedigree with his father.
Yeah.
And nobody picked Seattle to have that kind of offense that they have this year.
You know who else has a pedigree with his father?
Tell him, Jeff.
Kevin Stefanski.
Cool. I hear you. I hear you.
Dwayne, it sounds like he just kicked your dog, man.
No, because
you're right, though. Like, Clint Kubiak's done a really nice job. And he should be on people's radar.
I just feel like he should be on Cleveland's radar.
Absolutely. Why not? If you're going to make a change, you should talk to everybody.
I agree. I feel like we need like an innovative offensive coordinator / head coach, right? Because Shador is, like you say, he in these 3 weeks, man, he's made so many improvements. And like he said, he drops little gems here and there in these press conferences. What would this look like with an entire offseason? What would this look like with more practice and more reps? What would this look like with some more receivers and a couple of O-linemen?
Now you're talking, Dwayne.
I like where you're going with that. All right, I get it. I understand what you're saying.
That's why I've backed down on my think they're going to – because I think he's played well enough, along with the fact that Watson's under contract, that it might be a decision that you should – kick down the road for a year. The only way you don't kick it down the road is if you, whoever is in charge, and let's assume it's Andrew Berry. If Andrew Berry, because it's his job, mm-hmm. and nobody knock his drafting right now, mm-hmm. if he's convinced that there's somebody that he can draft at quarterback who's going to be an absolute stud, and he thinks Shador won't be, then he should draft a quarterback. But if it's somebody who comes out and is like, well, we kind of like him and we think he's well, don't draft him.
You can't have the kind of feeling.
No,
if you're going to draft somebody in the first
absolutely
round,
absolutely not.
You better be 100%
and
on
not
this
with,
one.
And not with what you've seen so far from Shador.
It's right? Where we are. It's just
he's shown enough that he's still in the equation.
And
he could be the answer to the equation.
For the next month, we're going to be sitting here saying, what should the Browns do with the draft picks that they have?
Next
and should
month.
They be looking at a quarterback, or at least until...
About four months.
Because of the next month, though, the next month you have tangible evidence of where Sanders should be. You're watching him play, whether it's with the ninth different offensive line or the wide receiving core that you're questioning each and every week. None of that matters. He has a month to absolutely 100% prove, and you keep putting up 300-yard games, it doesn't make... It's a very simple argument to make him the starting quarterback next year without a doubt. But you also still have Watson hanging around. That's the only little caveat that I say to all this stuff.
But that's okay, though. That's okay.
All right, let's come back. We'll talk to Mary Kay Cabot, Daryl Ryder at 11:40, Mike Martz at 12, and Tim Tebow at 1 o'clock.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. we host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.